hero of the day today. You ready?
Me.
Well, you're my hero every day, but I make exceptions for certain people. Coming up, the do's and don'ts when it comes to sending out your resume and trying to find a job.
Oh, yeah.
Plus the anniversary of his very special book. But first, at 8 minutes, almost eight after the hour, the update on one of the ladies last year that we spoke about a great deal as a result of something that happened the year before that. As you know, I've been very critical of the Supreme Court last two or three years. They've made some really stupid, boneheaded decisions, not the least of which is the one that came out last week. Even though we all understand freedom of speech and stuff, but the public thinks it is, Richie.
The public agrees that it was the right thing to do. They just don't like it.
They don't like it at all.
Absolutely.
They don't like it and they don't agree.
Yeah,
but it was the right thing to
speech,
do.
But they also realize that sometimes freedom of speech hurts.
Yeah, I think that you're giving people too much credit. I don't think people think that at all. I think they think there ought to be a constitutional amendment to keep people that they don't want to hear from or about from being able to speak what their mind.
I don't think you're giving them credit enough. I think everybody understands that was the right thing to do.
Nobody likes it, unfortunately. No, I don't think people understand it. I don't think people have a clue as to how the Constitution works, the civics, all that stuff. What they do understand, however, are the Patriot Guard riders, the bikers who are trying to defuse the protests.
These guys are cool.
And their story is at DougStefan.com today, which you might want to check out. So who is my hero today?
Me.
Suzette Kelo. K-E-L-O. Now, the reason I said the Supreme Court's done some things, campaign financing, their call on that was really, really bogus, really, really bad.
Once again, freedom of speech.
No, it isn't. Freedom has nothing to do with it. It's nothing free about buying $300 billion worth of advertising. It's not freedom of speech at all.
Sure it is.
No, it isn't.
Okay,
it's not freedom of speech at all. No, sorry. No sale.
We can debate this for the next half hour, too.
Right. No, but you say yes, I'd say no, and so what does it all mean?
We're not going to get there.
Anyway, here's something I'll agree with you on this, that most people think what happened, what the Supreme Court did a couple of years ago regarding land ownership was really bogus. You remember when the Supreme Court decision to allow eminent domain to apply to cities and towns, and if they felt that they could get more money out of your land than the taxes that you were paying on your land, they could take it away from you and have the town or the city sell it for whatever purposes they wanted if they could get more tax money. The Supreme Court said your land that you've paid for has no value, you don't own it, they can take it anytime they want and give you what they want.
Now, let's clarify. Because this was when they decided, okay, here's a bunch of property, and we're not making enough taxes on it.
Yep.
We're not making enough property taxes. So if we take this property from this person who is doing nothing with the property.
Except living on it and having a home.
Except living on it and having a home.
Doing what she wants called freedom.
And sell it to a business who will then create revenue that we can then tax.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
There is more income there for us, the government.
Right. Yeah.
So, therefore, we can claim this land by eminent domain and do so.
And the Supreme Court said that was okay. That really started. That was the first
as
three
opposed
or four
to just
really
taking somebody's property because we need to build a road, we need to do this, which is what it always was before.
Right. Well, it was in the public interest to take it for a road or something, so they said.
Right.
So now the Supreme, this was the first of these many different rulings that are just plain wrong. All right? So, this woman, Suzette Kelo, K-E-L-O, the town, by the way, New London, Connecticut. This lady is a nurse there. The town tried to seize her home under the power of eminent domain. She said, I'm not moving. She told him, do what you have to or want to. You're not getting me out of this house. So, anyway, it went to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court ruling came down against her. That's the ruling we're talking about here. She still did not move. Didn't budge an inch.
I'm looking at a court document. They'll have to drag me.
Yeah, right. So anyway, she has now agreed to have her home relocated to a nearby lot. The government will pay for the move and pay for the lot. She will not be able to look out her front porch. Matter of fact, I think this was I think the move has been completed now. She's in her new, well, it's not her new home. House was built in 1893. The attorney at the Institute of Justice, one of the reasons I'm highlighting this is because I really love the Institute for Justice. We had one of their lawyers on, what, about a month or so ago, Richie?
Yes.
Telling the story of what the Institute for Justice does. It helps people just like this. The deal was a quote-unquote bittersweet victory. It wasn't what she wanted. She wanted to just stay there. But it let her hold on to her home. They were going to tear her home down. Just tear it down. Run a bulldozer and an excavator through it. You're out. Here's what we're going to give you. You don't like it. That's tough. So what's the takeaway from this? The harder you fight, the more resourceful you are, you win. Maybe not always, but if you really believe in something like this lady Suzette Kilo did, she stared down the bureaucracy, called for hearings, organized rallies, sent out flyers, sacrificed her privacy, became a symbol of the small guy defending her home. And wasn't her point made? She has her home to show for her persistence. If
good
she had
her.
Just given in, given up, they'd have torn it down. She'd have gotten a lousy $100,000 or something. That's it. She was creative.
Yeah. They're supposed to give you market value.
Yeah, yeah. According to who's market.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah,
right. So anyway, she's my hero. Suzette Kilo. Man, do I love stories like that. Sticking it, my son says, sticking it to the man.
That's right.
Yep. Right. Okay. We have advice for successful job searchers or from them, plus a book that is so highly read even today, it's hard to believe how many copies of this book have sold. That's coming up in a moment or two here. This is the Good Day program with Jennifer and Rich. Doug at 14 after.
Do you crave eggs? I do. Eggs are an incredible way to start your day. You've always heard that breakfast is the most important meal of the day, right? But a breakfast that contains eggs helps you stay full longer and keeps you energized throughout the day. And here's why. Eggs are a good source of all-natural, high-quality protein. Just one egg has lots of essential vitamins and minerals in varying amounts for just 70 calories. And an average of just 15 cents apiece, eggs are one of the most affordable sources of high-quality protein, and they deliver a big nutrient bang for your buck. From America to Asia, eggs are celebrated around the world for their versatility, affordability, and nutrient density. Take a trip around the world without even leaving your kitchen by visiting the recipe section of IncredibleEgg.org, home of the incredible edible egg.
Hear that? That's the sound of one driver. Now, hear that? That's the sound of 40 million drivers. That's how many drivers choose State Farm Insurance. Why do more people choose State Farm? Could everyone please jingle their car keys? Sounds like the jingle of money. Money they're saving from all those State Farm discounts. Want State Farm to find you discounts up to 40%? Go to DiscountDoubleCheck.com and see what you could save. Discount percentage and availability may vary by state.
If your goal is to lose weight in 2011, then look no further. Our resident doctor, Ken Kronhaus, recommends MetaFast, and so have over 20,000 doctors since 1980.
I recommend MetaFast to my patients because it's fast, safe, and satisfying. The MetaFast meals are scientifically formulated to keep you full and satisfied, and with over 70 meals to choose from, you will never feel hungry. Lose up to 20 pounds the first month. Some of my patients have lost up to 60 pounds.
Here's how to save $50. Log on right now to MetaFastKen.com. That's MetaFastKen.com. Or call 800-506-4115 and use the code Dr. Ken to save $50. Call right now. Results will vary. Consult your physician before beginning a weight loss program. Call or go online for a complete program and discount details. MetaFastKen.com or call 800-506-4115.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Does a rolling stone gather no moss?
no moss. You're going to have to trust me on this one.
Switch to GEICO now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Notice how they said could.
Could right? save you 15%.
Could save you 20%.
Maybe. I'll tell you something that's for sure, though. Men who are over the age of 50, actually men over the age of 45, this is a fact. This is not fiction. This is not a maybe. This is not a perhaps. This is not a coulda, woulda, shoulda. This is factual. Men and their prostates, it's a concern by the time you're 45. Whether you take the concern seriously or not is up to you. How many men have you seen in their 50s and 60s and maybe older who had that expression on their face, that look, that frustration, that wish I'd have done something look? Why would you not take care of a big, big, big issue? It can greatly affect the quality of your life. It's so frustrating to hear these stories week in and week out. I had another story with Dr. Ken on the Saturday show. The same stuff. People who have not paid attention. You have to worry about your prostate, but you do need to pay attention to it, and you need to feed it. If you don't want to wake up grumpy, tired, and really just kind of out of sorts, because you are having a problem. And if you woke up that way, that would be a blessing because so many more people that have problems with their prostate wake up in even a different state of mind than that. It really is a tragedy. This is the way to fix that problem or to prevent it from happening, in my opinion. Get a prostate checkup, yep, for sure, every year, and feed your prostate with the ingredients of Super Beta Prostate. A healthy prostate function will help you rest better. And by the way, you don't need a prescription for this. This is something that's been around for a long time. Millions of bottles have been sold. Right now, you can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Call 1-800-607-7078. Is that too fast, Richie? You think I should go slower?
One more time, please.
800-607-7078. Pay a small shipping and handling charge. A free bottle. Yes. Your family, your residents, your father, your lover, your husband deserves to get this free bottle of Beta Prostate. Get them on the program. Call 800-607-7078 for Super Beta Prostate. 800, free bottle, right now. 800-607-7078. You know the problem. Deal with it and don't have it. That's or keep it from getting out of control. That's really the bottom line here. The book that I was talking about that came out on this date, 1985.
Yes.
Dr. Spock's Baby and Child Care.
Oh, came out yeah. before that. You mean 1965.
1985 was the fifth edition.
Oh, okay.
34 million copies to that point had been printed. From that time to this time, double.
Huh.
How many women still read? This is the best-selling book other than the Bible put in print. Best-selling book other than the Bible. And there was something that came around that rivaled it, and I'm trying to remember what it was in the last year or so. Wasn't there? What was that book that sold so many copies?
The Secret.
Was it The Secret? Oh, yeah. I don't know if it sold that many, but...
Yeah, that's a good book, too. But Dr. Spock. Now, one would wonder whether the stuff that's in there is of value. Somebody must think it's of value. They sold 70 million, 80 million copies of the book. 21 after on Good Day.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol.
Yeah.
Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled Dermatol.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's UTOPIA Silver, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
I'm Sea Store Corner, People's Drive, 124th.
Theme.
I don't remember this one. Is that dumb?
No.
It's a little before your time.
Just the theme from Hill Street Blues. Here it is right here. What a wonderful television show. And the guy who played Ferrola really never, I mean, he's done some things, but he really never went much beyond. He didn't have to. The show was so popular in reruns that he made enough money to live comfortably for the rest of his life. Daniel J. Travati, 71, today, played for what she called him, the Pizza Man, right? Yeah. Anybody
something
remember?
Like that, yeah.
Yeah, the Pizza Man. Very, very cool. All right, next up on the list of celebrants for birthdays today, this Monday, the 7th of March, Chris White, bass player for the Zombies. Yeah. By the way, Travati got an Emmy twice for Hill Street Blues. You know that?
Really?
Yeah. Let's see here. It's Willard Scott's birthday today. Willard Herman Scott Jr.
He's going to put his picture on a Smucker's jar.
Is he? Okay. Born this day, 1934. Golf champ Amaro Blancas. I always loved his name. His birthday is today as well. Let's see who we got on here. Matthew Fisher. My son-in-law.
That's right.
Peter that doesn't have to have his blast in my ear. Yeah.
He can bring it down.
Yeah, he can bring it down. Matthew Fisher, organist for Procol Harum, who had big success with A Whiter Shade of Pale. A whiter.
People describe me.
Whiter shade of pale. Yeah, you are white. You are a white lady.
Thank
no
you.
Question about that. Why can't we find some other song from the Jay Giles Band besides Centerfold?
There's only
the
three
only
or four
have.
Songs.
Oh, Freeze Frame. We don't hear that very often. Right?
Played that last time, actually. Freeze Frame.
Did? You sure?
And you know what you said? Why can't we find another song from Jay Giles Band?
Well, at least I'm consistent, Richie.
Yeah.
Take it to the bank. Peter Wolf's birthday is today. He's 65 today. Let's see here. John Hurd, the actor, Pelican Brief, Radio Flyer, Home Alone series. He was, you know him if you see him. Born this day, 1945. But he's, what, 60? That makes him 66. That's Peter Wolf. We've got him here. Oh, wait a minute. This ought to be good. Ernie Isley's birthday is today, Richie.
Ooh, my faves. Yeah.
I'd rather they play my favorite Isley Brothers song. Didn't get my wish today. Ernie Isley is 59 today. Happy birthday to him. Matt Frenette, drummer for Loverboy.
my kind of day.
Burning for the weekend, right?
Yeah.
Frenette is 57, today they're already playing Manic Monday and Working for the Weekend. Yeah, we know about that. Bryan Cranston is Hal on Malcolm in the Middle. Or was. 55. Happy birthday. Taylor Jane's birthday is today.
Oh, I love her.
I do too. Very sexy.
Different reasons, very different reasons.
What a very sexy day. 49 today. Jenna Fisher, Pam on The Office, is 37 today. And then we have Laura, is it Prepon? I don't know her from The 70 Show. Her name.
Yeah, she's going to be the one on the new Chelsea Handler sitcom.
Oh, she? Okay. All right. Happy birthday to her.
Novelist Mark Childress has a new book. It's about a very resourceful woman called Georgia Bottoms.
She's a steel magnolia living in the town of Six Points, Alabama.
I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. Best known for his novel Crazy in Alabama, which was made into a movie with Reese Witherspoon, AARP's book editor Alan Fallow says this new Childress tale captures Southern culture at its mint julep best.
The interiors, what the people wear, how they speak.
Seduction and secrets, little old Georgia is collecting what she calls donations almost nonstop.
She does have six lovers, one for each day of the week, except Monday. That's her day off. She's a 34-year-old free spirit, but she has some incredibly insightful things to say about aging.
And what it means to do the right thing. Georgia Bottoms isn't stingy with her heart or her money. The end of the story has kept me smiling for weeks. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. I'm Aileen Ellis. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
And now on to the bonus round. If blood is thicker than water, what's thicker than blood?
Fondue cheese?
Correct. Never look a gift horse in the mouth. Why not?
Gingivitis.
Correct. Netflix lets you watch unlimited TV episodes instantly through your what?
The game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Is trying to sneak out of a really boring meeting wearing tap shoes a bad idea?
Sales growth has increased 2.9%. That's a reflection of aggressive. Ben, where are you going?
Nowhere. Headed back to my seat now.
Switch to Geico now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge. Stop costly pump outs and repairs and remove septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Not a good day for people who died over the weekend. Other than that,
oh,
it's a pretty good day for
Maybe it's a great day for them.
Might be, yeah.
We're the ones who are left behind.
We don't know exactly.
They find the light.
That's right.
The light.
We still got to go with the daily routine.
Right.
In and out, day after day.
Oh, my God.
Sitting
it's
on a cloud
terrible.
Somewhere looking down at you laughing, going, look at that schmuck.
To whom are they referring, you or me?
All of us.
Oh. Okay, so Dr. Spock's Baby in Child Care book, we've established that. Did you do any research?
Most Peter, of the, yeah, Peter, our fact breaker
he's a
here,
fact
was,
checker.
Was
yeah, okay.
looking it up as yeah. as we speak.
And so what did he come up with?
I don't know. Peter, did you find out anything? I don't think he found anything yet.
No, all right. Okay.
I got some numbers for some other books here.
Yeah, what? What books in terms of the top 10 selling books of all time, that sort of thing?
Yep.
Yeah, all right. So what are they? Lay it on us.
Well, Harry Potter's at 107 million copies.
Okay, that
Whoa.
Was it. Thank you. That's why I had that. The Harry Potter's outsold the Bible, right?
No.
Thank God.
The Bible has 5 billion.
Okay. Now.
Yeah,
you
think about
really?
It. Everybody has to have the Bible.
Really?
This
yeah.
list says the Bible. Number two, quotations for Chairman Mao Zedong.
Right.
I like that one.
The Quran.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Book of Mormon.
Ooh.
Ah, there you go.
Harry Potter.
Yep.
Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
The Da Vinci Code.
Right.
Da Vinci.
And on and on.
Okay. So, congratulations to Dr. Spock for having the 700th most popular book
yeah.
ever.
Yeah, but by the way, a little tip for those of you out there who are sizing up someone. If they tell you, if you talk about their favorite books and they say the Da Vinci Code, that means they don't read.
That would be me.
Yeah, no, if someone says, what's your favorite book, and they say The Da Vinci Code, it's because they don't read. Not that The Da Vinci Code's a bad book, it's actually a great book.
Yeah.
But that's like the most common book that people will say, if I say that, they're going to think I'm smart.
You know what? If I was trying to impress a woman, I'd tell her my favorite book was the Dr. Spock book.
That is just creepo.
Yeah, and then they wouldn't buy it. They're like the Grapes of Wrath.
Really?
That's good.
By the way, speaking of Harry Potter,
I hated it.
There's a tour... There's a soundstage that's where they made the movie in England. They're going to have a tour there starting in the spring of next year. It's the Warner Brothers studio tour in London, the making of Harry Potter. They're going to try to put up all the original sets for the film, costumes, all of that sort of thing for all eight of the films. Because they're not going to do any more, right? The book is done. The movies are done. It's over.
So they say.
Benito. Right. Well, it's a big payday in it for somebody if they... If J.D. Rowling, is it J.D.? J.D. Rowling, right?
No, it's
J.K. J.K., her too. Do another book. But how do you create and still keep creating? That's the real challenge for all of us. Every day you try to do something that's better than the day before. Sometimes you can do it, sometimes you can't.
Well, look at a band. Most bands will have one album with like seven great songs on it.
Yep.
And then they're done.
Yeah.
You know, and then some bands will be able to follow up with a second album and maybe even a third. And then you have people like the Beatles and the Stones and whatnot.
Here on this program going on and on and on.
Yeah, no.
We create great radio every day.
It's different. We have new things to talk about every single day. We're not trying to recreate something from the same seven notes and then I'm tapped out on ideas.
Same eight notes. It's eight, Rich.
Eight notes, then.
Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do. So do twice.
Yes.
Do. The speaking of new and different things, the Doug Steffen website.
A-B-C-D-E-F-G.
A-B-C-D-E-F-G. A-B-C-D-E-F-G. H-I-J-K-L-M-N-O-P. Q-R-S-T-U-V. W-X-Y-N-Z. Now I know my ABCs. Tell me what you think of me.
Dummy.
Really?
A, B, C, D,
see, all you can do is I can contribute by singing a creative song. You can only call me names.
Well, because you told me there were eight notes. There are only seven.
A, B, do, re, mi.
No, do
la,
is not a note.
So, la, ti, do.
Do is not a note.
Yes, it
a,
is.
A, B,
do. Do. The scale that I learned when I was in the second grade was do, re, mi. Wait a minute. How about the song from...
show me that on a staff.
From, what do we call it?
Show me Do on a staff.
What's the name? Sound of Music. Right. Climb every mountain. And Mary Poppins sings a song. Do, a deer, a female deer. Fa, a long, long way from home.
In case you just tuned in.
I call myself. Me.
Check, please.
No, he hasn't absolutely lost it.
Peter, you can maybe find a copy of that song and we can prove
Richard wrong.
Yeah,
he could actually sing it to
Peter,
music.
If you find it, delete it.
Yeah, right.
Immediately.
Yeah. All right. So there's a woman who is trying to get us to believe that she has taken a picture whilst she was on her vacation of an image that looks just like the Virgin Mary. If you go to DougSteffen.com, you can see that image there.
What, a grilled cheese sandwich?
I don't know. How many of these stories are there around? My God. People need to get a life. Oh, that was interesting to kind of have that there to look at and make great conversation for her and people that are in her circle. The job market. Good news this week. Last week, job numbers are up, unemployment down. So you trying to find a job? Looking for a job?
I am, actually.
There's some advice at Doug. You're looking for a new job recently?
Yeah. Where should I go?
I don't know where you can go. Well, actually, I do know where you
can go. Yes. Make sure you bring your Speedo because it's hot
you
there.
If you are looking for a job, the successful job searcher is going to use there are a couple of things that most of the people who are in this business will tell you are necessary, the do's and the don'ts. And we actually have at DougSteffen.com, I think six or seven of these listed in a recent overview. By the way, it's different in this country than it is in Europe, for example. In our country, if an applicant uses God anywhere, if there's a reference to God in any way, shape, or form, like I believe in Jesus Christ as my hero and God as my Savior, blah, 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 you'll never get hired. Never use God. Any reference to God? Never. I mean, you can like it or not like it, but that's the reality. You want a job? Leave God out of it.
You never know where anybody else is going to stand.
Exactly.
And what they're going to
think. Don't know what somebody else's religion is. You don't know what their values are. You want to make sure you make the best impression. So why would you bring it up? You can have your own beliefs. It's swell. Just because somebody doesn't want or you're maybe dealing with someone who doesn't have that in his or her life, then it wouldn't
Although
be the
I
most
will
important
tell you,
thing anyway.
In all the people I've ever interviewed, I don't know that I've had one person bring religion up during the interview.
I think it's becoming more of a it's not it's a problem. It's I don't know problem is the right word. It's more there now because people are becoming more fundamental, and they think when they do a Google search, let's say, of a company. And they go online and they see, for example, the CRN Digital Studios. I know here in every room, there are all kinds of references. One room is the Mormon room. One room is the Christian room. One room is the Jewish room.
Absolutely.
That's how Jennifer rolls, yeah.
That's right. I'm exactly. Fair and balanced.
She's got room, fair and balanced, room for everybody here.
Absolutely.
At CRN, except for people who actually know what they're doing.
That's right. We ask those people to leave.
Right.
Or just
And then the reference on the part of management is to God, but there's another word after it that comes into play, I think. All right, so that's tip number one.
Okay.
All right, that's tip. Hello.
Hello.
Well, there it is. That is that's job suggestion number one. All right. Now there are other. By the way, you probably don't want to use some of the things that they do on The Office when you watch that television show. There are a lot of blunders that candidates who are looking for jobs they make there. That might be maybe there's a little something in that. That you can use. All right, a couple of other items coming up here on Good Day as we approach 17 before the hour.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
You know, in today's economy, getting tied up in a long-term contract can really be a trap.
Once you sign, you're on the line, brother.
Not at Rent-A-Center. You can rent to own without a long-term commitment. And if you need to, you can stop and start back up whenever you want.
So you'll never feel trapped.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get a special price on Toshiba LCD HD TVs. Rent to own with no credit needed and no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop.
In the new economy.
See rent-a-center.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
High school students who grab low-fat chocolate milk to refuel after tough workouts now have a chance to win a college scholarship. The National Milk Mustache Got Milk Campaign and USA Today are looking for the next Scholar Athlete Milk Mustache of the Year Award or SAMMY winners. The scholarship will award 25 milk-drinking high school seniors who lead healthy lives in and out of the classroom and achieve academic and athletic excellence. This year's winners will be selected by a celebrity panel of Milk Mustache athletes who know the importance of drinking low-fat chocolate milk after a hard workout, including speed skating superstar Apollo Ohno.
Post-workout is really when your body recovers, and you have a very short window in which your body needs to repair, rebuild. Grabbing a chocolate milk is fast, it's easy, and it really does give the right types of carbs and proteins needed so your body can refuel.
Scholarship winners will receive a $7,500 college scholarship, a trip to Disney World, and their own Milk Mustache ad in USA Today. Entries are due March 4th, 2011. For more, log on to bodybymilk.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If you have dark circles and under-eye bags, we have some exciting news. We want to celebrate selling our millionth jar of Hydralyze Advanced Under-Eye Cream, and we're giving away as many risk-free trials as we can in the next 24 hours. To take part in our Million Jar Celebration, call 1-800-754-6806 in the next 24 hours to find out how you can try Hydralyze free for 30 days. The clinically proven ingredients in Hydralyze visibly erase dark circles and under-eye bags, whether they're due to stress, aging, fatigue, even your diet. It works so well, we've sold 1 million jars. Now we want to celebrate by letting you try it absolutely risk-free. All celebrations have to come to an end, so this radio offer will not last forever. If you suffer from dark under-eye circles and bags, this is your chance to visibly erase them risk-free. Call now for your risk-free trial of Hydralyze. If lines are busy, call again. That's 1-800-754-6806. 1-800-754-6806.
All right, the Doug Stephan Good Day program. I'm just looking at the Sunday newspaper, just for the heck of it. We're talking about jobs and how to get a job and what to respond to, how to go. When you go, if Jennifer, you're hiring people. I'm going to go through this with Richie and Jennifer, who both hire people all the time. What are you looking for, looking for physically? When you have somebody come in, do you want them dressed in a certain way, or you want them, more importantly, not dressed a certain way? What would you say would be in and out, both for men and women, to wear into a... is there any such thing as being too well-dressed?
Yes.
Really? See, and I totally disagree, because I think, maybe I'm old-fashioned, but I think you should always dress up for an interview. Yeah, always.
What does that mean, dress up, though?
At least, if you're a guy, at least some kind of collared shirt and
black. All right, so here's it. Look at that. Here in the L.A. Times this weekend, jobs for repair, maintenance men, or maintenance mechanics in a car, dealership, part shop.
You know,
let's approach this. This is the same outfit looking for mechanics, parts shop operators, that is, people that are going to sell parts, and somebody who works in the finance department. Would those people all be dressed the same?
No. I think if you're doing finance, marketing, business, you need to come in a suit, whether you're a woman or a man, some sort of suit. If you're coming in for more of a technical job, or a job where you need to be moving around more, or maybe like a lower-level management job, I think you need a collared shirt and slacks for a guy. For a girl, some kind of skirt, dress, or pants.
If you thought somebody was really special and they were not dressed appropriately, but everything else about them was really, really top-notch, would you say to them, one of the requirements for working here is that you dress according to the following sort of standard? Would you do that?
Well, if there was a standard, I mean, in the radio, we have a pretty casual environment.
Yeah,
so,
it's a wide. I mean, if you're a salesperson, you're going to dress differently than if you're a board op.
So I wouldn't worry so much about what they dress
the
job.
What do people need to know about what if you're going to apply for a job as a crane operator?
You should dress appropriately.
What does that
mean? For the position that you're applying for.
You're going to be a crane operator is going to get oily, dirty, greasy.
Right. I mean,
even for a crane operator, though, if you're going in for an interview, I'm not talking about every day at work. If you're going in for an interview, I think it's totally appropriate to wear like Dockers and a button-down shirt if you're a guy.
Correct.
I mean, you just have to. You have to look like you care and you want the job. I mean, I think it does.
Yeah, if you come in as a slob, I mean, no matter what you're wearing, even if you're wearing, I can't imagine anybody wearing jeans to an interview, but even if you're wearing jeans and a nice button-up shirt or something like that, look, present yourself well.
Mm-hmm. Present yourself well. That's it. Clean, well-shaven. Some of the people I saw this weekend, I wouldn't hire them no matter what. These guys, even some of the girls, shaved their head. They had a mohawk down the middle. What kind of a job are those people going to have?
Yeah.
What do you think? Yeah. I mean, I understand your passion. And
UFC,
you wanna...
wrestling, those kind of things.
Yeah, but how do you make a living doing that?
Some people can.
No, you can't. I mean,
in the real world, they used to work in Tower Records and everything. Now I just think they write computer code and sit in the back room somewhere in the dark.
You think they
eat their Twizzlers and drink their Dr. Pepper and, you know.
All right. There it is, folks. What to do and not to do when you're looking for a job is 50 minutes before or after the hour, actually.
While we're well into the new year, many of us still struggle with last year's debt. Experian, a global information services company, evaluated U.S. consumers' average credit card balances in December. The company found that while we've reduced December bank card debt by more than 4% since 2009, the average person still owed more than $4,200. While consumers held fewer credit cards, they utilized more of their total available credit. Maxine Sweet, Vice President of Public Education at Experian.
Overspending during the holidays or at any other time can impact consumers' overall physical fitness. Carrying over balances and utilizing a significant portion of your available credit can negatively affect your credit scores. And that could influence your ability to access other lines of credit or make major purchases during the rest of the year. To get back on track, consumers should review what they owe, make a plan to pay it back, and avoid unnecessary expenses.
For more tips and to ask Maxine your credit questions live on Tuesday, March 8th, visit livecreditsmart.com. I'm Lee Shepard.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines. It seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in Nature's Supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and begin to see a different world.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
What happens in Libya affects all of us. So, what's next? Good morning. I'm David Weiss with news that matters. No secret that the unstable situation in Libya is having a direct effect on crude oil futures, and that is causing a nearly unprecedented price spike at the pump. The latest Lundberg survey of gas stations across the country shows the average for a gallon of regular now at $3.50, up 33 cents a gallon over the past 2 weeks alone. So, the situation in Libya. Some insight from a former advisor to Libya's longtime dictator Muammar Gaddafi. Benjamin Barber was on the board of the Gaddafi family's charity until last month. He says the downfall of Gaddafi could pave the way for civil war or al-Qaeda.
We are overlooking the presence of al-Qaeda down the line, that we're overlooking the presence of a possible civil war, that we're overlooking the possibility that tribal rivalries will come out if and when Gaddafi is gone.
Barber also gives us his personal impression of Gaddafi, somebody he's known for many years.
He has a very weird affect. As long ago as the 1980s, I was part of a television program that interviewed him in the desert, and he doesn't look at you in the eye. His face is slack. He speaks in a kind of very low mumble.
And Barber's prediction as to how this will turn out? In other words, the Gaddafi family's endgame.
I think this is a clan family in a tribal land that will fight to the end for what they believe. Foolish and delusional and repressive as those beliefs might be.
Barber expressing disappointment that Gaddafi's oldest son, Saif, reneged on promises of reform to side with his father. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
March always brings a little bit of crazy weather, and in the east, we're seeing that to kick off the week. Many resorts getting quite a bit of rain from Sunday into Monday, while others changed over to a heavier snow that's accumulating up towards a foot in some instances. Some of the northern Vermont mountains into the Adirondacks, some of the Catskills as well, seeing more of the snow than anything else. We'll wait to see what some of the snow totals are, but either way, we've got plenty of runs throughout the week to get ready for. Stratton in southern Vermont still riding nearly every run for 37 miles. Other spots getting that more mixed to wet precipitation. They could be taking the day off or having some trails held back as the groomers will need to get out on those later on, so keep that in mind at your favorite spots, like at Big Boulder and at Hidden Valley. Also, Ski Brule in Michigan riding strong. They have 15 trails. On to Colorado, where there was new snow in the last couple of days, Breckenridge, almost 2,300 acres riding strong. Vail checks out 193 runs as they stay up to full operation. Steamboat, a recent 9 inches of fresh snow, 165 trails. More at snowcountry.com. I'm Andy Davis for Good Day.
It's a new week on Wall Street. Last Friday, the Dow lost 88 points, closing the week at 12,170. NASDAQ and S&P down as well. The unrest in Libya once again affected crude oil prices, up $2.51 a barrel last Friday, finishing up at $104.42. A recall to tell you about, Skippy peanut butter being recalled in 16 states due to concerns over salmonella contamination. The recall is limited, but includes Skippy reduced-fat creamy peanut butter and the brand's reduced-fat super chunk spread. Specifics on the recall can be found on Skippy's website, peanutbutter.com. Customers are advised to throw the jar out and contact the company for a replacement. The Space Shuttle Discovery on its final mission, preparing to undock from the International Space Station for the final time. NASA beamed up a very special wake-up call this morning.
These have been the voyages of the Space Shuttle Discovery. The 30-year mission,
to seek out new science, to build new outposts, to bring nations together on the final frontier, to boldly go and do what no spacecraft has done before.
William Shatner, Captain Kirk, of course. Discovery set to land just before noontime this Wednesday at Florida's Kennedy Space Center. Business at the box office this past weekend.
Ow! What was that for?
You're a stranger. Strangers don't last long here.
The animated feature Rango with Johnny Depp wrangled the top spot of the box office with $38 million. Couple of closing notes. First, in New Orleans, it's party time. That's right, Mardi Gras and the Big Easy. Parades galore through the city this past weekend, all leading up to the really big celebration tomorrow, Fat Tuesday. Officials in New Orleans say they are expecting more than a million people to drop in and take part in the celebration this year. Finally, on NBC, it's back. The Celebrity Apprentice. The fourth season of The Celebrity Apprentice debuted last night. Among the crop of competitors, LaToya Jackson, Survivor's first winner Richard Hatch, Meatloaf, and many others. Outstanding collection of has-beens and never-wases. Gary Busey, also a part of this cast. He should really be ticked off. He's the original Charlie Sheen. As for Donald Trump, you get the feeling he would not give this show up even if he did decide to run for president and won.
Gaddafi, you're fired.
He could do it, too. I'm David Wise. And that's the news that matters.
I'm Bruce Johnson with Kmart. We're a proud supporter of March of Dimes, March for Babies. This is an easy decision for Kmart. We want to help moms have healthy pregnancies and, in the process, save babies' lives. We've participated with March of Dimes for the past 28 years and will continue to help fight premature birth and birth defects. Join the 20,000 companies, including Kmart, who are walking together for stronger, healthier babies. Start your team at marchforbabies.org.
The Good Day Show is on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at DougStephan.com.